So first, why don't you remind us exactly what the Roth option is?
Well, the Roth TSP option, as you mentioned, just was announced by the TSP board, I think it was this week. And with this option, which will probably start, they are estimating in April or May this year, federal employees who contribute to the TSP will have another option. Right now, they put money into the so-called traditional thrift savings plan, in which they take part of their gross salary, this is before tax, and contribute to the traditional TSP. And in so doing, they're able to reduce their gross salary for both federal and state income tax purposes. So they get a sort of an instant tax break. Now, with the Roth TSP option, they're going to use their after-tax salary to contribute to the Roth TSP. Now, the difference is going to really be at the end, because the way the traditional TSP works is when you're putting your money in, again, with a pre-tax salary, you get earnings, dividends, interest, and so on. But when you pull the money out down the line, this is after you retire, you're going to pay tax, federal, and if you live in a state that has a state income tax, state income taxes. On the other hand, with the Roth TSP, when you're using after-tax salary that's going in, and the earnings you receive will not be taxed because everything coming out of the Roth TSP account will be completely tax-free, both federal and state.
Mm-hmm. Now, earlier in the week when we were talking about this change, I referred to it as a Roth IRA, which I'm not sure is correct. If not, what's the difference?
Well, I can tell you there's a big difference, because Roth IRAs have their limits and rules and limitations as far as contributions. The one rule to contribute to a Roth IRA is that you or a spouse, if you're married, has to have earned income. But there's another restriction. If your income for the year is too high, you're not allowed to contribute to a Roth IRA. When I say income, I'm talking about your total income. For 2011, for example, and individuals, employees still have time to contribute to a Roth IRA for 2011. They have until April 17th. Let's say you're married and your combined income is over $179,000. Neither you nor your spouse can contribute to a Roth IRA. If you're single, then your income has to be below $22,000 to contribute to a Roth IRA. Excuse me, $105,000 to contribute to a Roth IRA. And you know, in the Washington D.C. area, especially married people, you have a married couple, both were federal employees. I don't think $179,000 of combined income is far fetched. It can happen. On the other hand, the Roth TSP, in which you could put this year as much as $17,000 into it as a federal employee, there are no income limitations. No matter what your income is for the year, you're allowed to contribute to a Roth TSP. So who does this favor? Well, it really helps people who have high incomes, federal employees, who wouldn't be able to contribute to a Roth IRA. But also, in my opinion, it's going to help younger employees who right now who are probably in a lower tax bracket, and then eventually we'll be in a higher tax bracket, especially later, much down the line, 20, 30, 40 years down the road when they're in retirement, and they're going to be very happy come that time that they're not having to pay tax on withdrawals from their Roth TSP account.
We're talking with Ed Zerndorfer, a registered employee benefit consultant, about the new Roth option in the thrift savings plan.
So, Mr. Zerndorfer, you sold me. I think the only option is a Roth TSP. I mean, why would a federal employee want to even go into a regular TSP now based on what you just outlined?
A lot of federal employees, when they realize that they're not going to get that upfront tax break, they're really going to be a little bit upset, knowing that they're not able to reduce their gross salary for federal and state tax income tax purposes. If you have an employee who is, let's say, right now in a very high tax bracket, let's say they're in a 30, 33, 35% tax bracket, they know the only way they're going to get some tax deductions, significant tax deductions, is by contributing to the thrift savings plan. So those employees may not want to put their money into the Roth TSP. They'd rather just continue with the traditional TSP. But I also want to say this, that this is not an all or none proposition. You will be allowed to contribute to both, provided your total contribution to the Roth and to the traditional TSP does not exceed $17,000 for 2012. And for those employees who are 50 and older, they're eligible to make so-called catch-up contributions, a maximum of $5,500, and they also can contribute to both the Roth TSP and traditional TSP, again, provided their total contributions for catch-up do not exceed $5,500. It's going to be basically a number-crunching thing. Employees are going to have to sit down and evaluate, well, where am I better off, getting my tax break now or in the future? My feeling is, especially younger employees, are going to really benefit most by the Roth TSP, doing it now and continue like that. And as far as older employees, those close to retirement, this may be their one and only opportunity to get money into anything that's Roth. And I think they themselves will be very, very happy they did that come retirement time when they have to pull money out of their retirement accounts and pay tax.
One clarification. You talked about the total contributions can't exceed $17,000, but employees 50 and older can do a catch-up of $5,500. That's in addition to that $17,000?
That's right, Jason. That's right. So that makes, for employees who are 50 and older can make a total, can contribute to the TSP this year, a total of $22,500. And I also want to say that they have to do that no later than their last pay date in December. A lot of agencies have more than they have 27 pay periods this year, and the pay period goes into January, but their deadline for contributing to the TSP for this year, 2012, will be their last pay date in December.
Will the Roth TSP be based on very similar to how the regular TSP is set up in terms of the G fund and the L fund?
It's going to have the same funds, the same funds. You have the C fund, the S fund, the I fund, the G fund, the F fund. You will have access to the life cycle funds, and employees will contribute, will make their decision which funds they want to contribute to, just like they do with traditional TSP. I also want to say this, that if employees are going to be doing the Roth TSP especially, they need to be very aggressive. With a Roth account, since the money is growing basically tax free, you want to be as aggressive as possible and concentrate putting money in the stock funds, because over time those funds really tend to grow over time. When I say over time, you're talking about 10 to 15 or more years of tax free compounded growth. And being too conservative, putting money in, say, the G fund, is not going to really buy you much over time.